When Maria Espinoza came to the United States from Russia, it was towards the end of the Cold War, and some Americans were openly hostile to Russians. Now, with animosity towards Russians again running high in today's political climate, her teenage daughter is facing the same thing. Radioactive's Mila Espinoza spoke with her mother about what that's like.
I'll tell you when I'm done.
It's theoretic, Mom.
It'll be this.
I've had this conversation with my family since I was a little girl about whether America and Russia can be friends. I'm sitting on my parents' bed with my recorder. Mom is sketching again on her newest wooden canvas. At first, she didn't want to do this interview for me because of all the anti-Russian sentiment in the media. But then she finally gave in. I just want to hear my mom's story from the beginning and to have some of my own long-standing questions answered about what it was like for her when she was 13. She's already been through what I'm going through now. My mom told me why they all left Russia and decided to come to America in 1988. She told me it was complicated.
So my parents were activists, particularly my mother. And she was a writer who wrote literature that was very controversial. We also were, I guess what you would say, like trying to connect with the West. And we had missionaries. They came to our house. And my mom had friends in a political sector that were being watched by the KGB. And they put us in a position of being refugees.
They fled to Italy for 9 months before receiving asylum in Seattle. My mom left behind so much.
I think it was hard for me to leave Moscow. It was hard for me to leave my home. I had to give up my dog. I had to say goodbye to my dog. And all my friends. And I was pretty cool. I was a cool kid. And it was hard to be weird. So I had to, like, not be cool anymore. And that was hard.
I can understand the pain she felt when she left behind her dog, because I lost my dog to cancer. Funny how I never realized how we are alike in our experiences, even if they were at different times in this life. This is a song that my mom listened to as a kid, and she played it for me as well. I understood what my mom meant when she said it was hard to be weird, because this is something I've been dealing with since elementary school. Students called me weird because the Russian language sounds different from English, but I always heard it as beautiful. Here's a poem I loved and learned from my grandmother. She wanted to teach me about famous Russian poets, so we recited them together on walks through the park. But kids at school didn't hear it the way I did, and to them, it was open season to tease me. I remember when I was 10, one boy even drew a picture of a war between Russia and America with Russian troops dying. I felt the heat of rage creep into my cheeks that day, and I resented that kid for a long time. I grew up hearing stories about the Cold War and how bad it was. So when that kid drew the picture, I figured out that there were still big problems between the countries. And these moments continue to happen, like recently when a teacher made a snide remark about the Russian government in class. The only question that stuck in my mind after all these years is, why the dislike?
I think the dislike actually comes from government. I think it comes from political views. I think it comes from capitalism, socialism, communism, and all of the divisions in politics. I don't think it has anything to do with people.
My mom made me realize that people can't be blamed for something that the government has drilled into our minds, programming friction between our countries. So I don't hate that kid who drew such a hurtful image for me all those years ago. He just didn't know. But then there's still the big question left to ask. Is there any possibility of Russia and America being on good terms?
I don't think it's that simple. I think what rules this world isn't really people. It is government and money. In power, in politics. When it comes to the Russian and American conflict, it's been around for so long that it's almost adorable at this point. I don't even take offense to it. There will never really be, probably, Mila, I hate to say it to you, in your lifetime, truths. And that's okay. It's to have a friendly competitor in your life. I hope that America and Russia can find themselves to be that, a friendly competitor.
It was a truthful answer that I needed to hear, but my mom has an encouraging message for any other Russian-American family having a hard time with today's unsettling media reports.
If you choose to listen to hateful people, you will hear hateful information. But if you have resources of people that are thinking otherwise, you won't.
My mom means the world to me and always knows how to make things right. From Radioactive, this is Mila Espinoza.